Support for this public radio podcast comes from the Society for Human Resource Management, which also sponsors PBS's CEO Exchange, online at shrm.org.
From bad to worse.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. For a second straight day, the world's stock markets are being shaken to their core. In India, trading was halted after the main index plunged 10% within minutes of opening. Hong Kong shares finished the day almost 9% lower. In Tokyo, the Nikkei had its worst day since 9/11. It lost almost 6% of its value. Let's bring in Andrew Wood of the Financial Times. He's based in Hong Kong. Andrew, obviously there's a lot of distress about the U.S. economy, but is there something more specific driving this huge sell-off in Asia?
Well, there's been a few things. For a start, there's a lot of skepticism in the markets that President Bush's economic stimulus package will be enough to avert a recession. Also, over the weekend, there was news from AMAC, which is one of the big bond insurers, that it had lost its top-notch credit rating from Fitch. And so that starts to make people worrying. You know, if the people who are insuring bonds against default, there's a slightly bigger chance that they themselves might default, then that's going to worry people all around the region.
On the bond insurance issue, how bad could this be if the situation becomes worse? What's the scope we're looking at here?
The estimates I've seen suggest that there's around about $2 trillion worth of bonds around the world that are insured by people like AMAC. Now, of course, the chances of all of those bonds defaulting at once and so the insurance companies having to pay out is, you know, pretty small. It's a bit like, you know, every house in a town all burning down at once. But it's worrying that perhaps if a few more default, then there might not be the people there to basically pay out those insurance payments.
And what would that mean for the markets?
Well, you know, you can insure against an awful lot of things except the system itself collapsing. That is a very, very extreme case. But it's certainly enough, you know, to make people want to get out of risky investments, put their money into on deposit, and there's this flight to quality. I mean, you're seeing at the moment that that U.S. Treasury bonds have risen quite sharply as people have been putting their money into them.
Andrew, what's your sense in terms of what it's going to take here in the short term to stabilize the markets?
I think some good news coming out of America for a start. I mean, so far, a lot of the economic news we've seen, like retail sales last week, Intel missing its sales targets and so on, you know, these are all bits of bad news. So at the moment, we need some more good news. There might be some more good news around economically, but until that comes along, I don't think it's going to have much effect on the markets.
Okay, Andrew Wood at the Financial Times in Hong Kong. Thank you.
Thank you.
There has been some bounce back in the European markets this morning. Shares in London are only down 0.5% so far. But Wall Street is bracing for dramatic losses to start its week. Dow futures suggest a 5% drop. That would be about 600 points. Now, what to do about the U.S. economy? The Senate Finance Committee opens a hearing on that this morning. Danielle Carson has more from Washington.
Everyone agrees that the economy needs a boost to avoid a recession. Jason Furman with the Brookings Institution knows what he's going to say to the Senate Finance Committee.
I am going to tell them that the best way to get the economy going again is to put money in the pockets of people who are most likely to spend it.
Furman says the best way to do that is to target the poor with tax rebates. They're more likely to spend the extra cash and not bank it. Congressional Budget Office Director Peter Orszag says the biggest bang for the buck would come from tax breaks for businesses as well as rebates to individuals. But he says how quickly that money gets into people's hands is a problem.
It's unlikely that we'll see rebate checks being mailed out before sometime this summer.
But some analysts think a recession won't necessarily happen, so rebates are a waste of money. In Washington, I'm Danielle Carson for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Siemens. From strengthened urban infrastructures to sustainable environmental solutions to advanced healthcare technology, Siemens' 70,000 U.S. employees are providing solutions for America. And by Reuters, delivering news and information that reaches over a billion people every day. Before it's news, it's Reuters. Sustainability coverage supported by Calvert, mutual funds, college savings, and retirement investments in companies committed to responsible environmental, social, and governance practices. Calvert.com.
Today in Hollywood, the Academy Award nominees will be announced. Obviously, the writer's strike still looms as a threat to the Oscar ceremony, but there's buzz the studios and the writers could start talking informally this week. Stacey Vanek Smith looks at the pain and the gain so far.
The writer's strike is entering its third month. That's a long time to go without a paycheck, and that's exactly what many in the entertainment industry have had to do. Economist Jack Kaiser says wages lost because of the strike now total more than $1.5 billion.
There was a 16,000 job decline from November to December, and I think that's where you'd find a lot of the people that work in the industry. So multiple impacts, a lot of pain being spread around the county.
But some gain, too.
We've been much, much busier.
Raquel Lerman owns Theater Planners, a Los Angeles production company that caters to smaller venues. Lerman says the L.A. theater scene is suddenly booming because out-of-work writers, directors, and actors want to work without crossing the picket line.
And now all of a sudden, people that are usually making way more money in film and television are really interested in what we're doing over here in theater land.
The strike is also creating opportunities for up-and-comers in Hollywood.
In some ways, it's been good for us.
Tony Heikamp is with Loose Elephant Theater. It produces theater and humorous videos.
On this DVD, we're going to cover everything from the safety tips to killing your first duck. So stay tuned.
Heikamp is new to the business and says the strike means no one is hiring right now. But he says it also means companies are willing to take a chance on new people. His partner David Lindholm says the strike was a big factor in the fledgling company getting hired to create viral video advertisements.
It's definitely created an opportunity for us because if there were sort of legitimate people for this guy to hire, then he could hire them. But instead, it's us, and so this is our chance to do something while we can.
Still, everyone is hoping the strike will end before the Academy Awards. All of the glitz and glamour surrounding Oscar night bring about $130 million into the city's economy. In Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.
And I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for tuning in, and enjoy your day.
American Public Media.